research is really very serious research about migration and how musicians form networks and how they go about their daily living in a society where they're not originating from. We're doing our conferences, we are writing our academic books and the journals, but we wanted to show what it actually means to be a musician who lives and works in transnational networks. So we brought together some of the best musicians that we've been interviewing over those years and asked them if they wanted to see how they could play together.
Professor Ulrike Meinhof is director of the University of Southampton Centre for Transnational Studies. She was awarded a £14,000 grant from the Arts Council to stage performances with musicians from Madagascar and North Africa, the TN Mundi project. Dharma plays with the Madagascar All-Stars.
It is a special band because one of the members of this band is from the north of Madagascar, and three of us are from the highlands, and the last one is from the south. And when you hear our music, if you listen to our music, you can make like a travel from the south to the north, and across the highlands, and vice versa.
Multinational research projects in the School of Humanities cut across language barriers and national frontiers. For Professor Meinhof, the concerts in Southampton brought to an end a global series of music making.
We've had the first event of this kind in Madagascar 2 years ago, and it was actually broadcast on national television because the status of the artist is such that it merits that. Then we had a second event in Rabat in Morocco last year, and this is now the third and final event of this project, TN Mundi. And we are very excited because the artists who are going to be in residence now have never played together ever in this group of 13.
Dharma says the musicians have enjoyed taking part in the project.
You know, for me it's an opportunity to mix the theory and what you do really in the everyday way of life, everyday life. Yes, and this is very interesting.
A conference on music and migration brought the project, funded by the Arts and Humanities Research Council and in collaboration with the University of Aberdeen, to a harmonious close.